This is BOA News. I'm Mike Brown. The National Security Council's Ukraine expert has been telling impeachment investigators he raised concerns about President Donald Trump's push to have Ukraine investigate Democrat and Joe Biden. AP responded Sagar Gandhi reports the White House.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman was in full uniform with decorations including a combat infantry badge and a Purple Heart. After being wounded in Iraq, he came to the U.S. as a toddler from the former Soviet Union, and some Trump allies are trying to discredit him. Former GOP Congressman Sean Duff appeared to question Vindman's loyalty on CNN by saying he has an affinity for Ukraine. Number 3 House Republican Liz Cheney says,
Should we add in that name?
The GOP might even emphasize his hatredism is shameful.
Sagar
met the White House.
The representative voted overwhelmingly to recognize the killings of Armenians by the Ottoman Empire's side. The story voted as a rebuke, but nearly a century denied was a side. The Turkish foreign minister said the resolution was Congress' revenge for Turkey's incursion into northern Syria. There has been no immediate reaction so far from the Trump administration. And a U.N. will judge that the state of Alabama abortion ban that would have made the procedure a felony at any stage of pregnancy in almost all cases. The Alabama law would call for a sentence of 10 years to life in prison for the abortion provider with no exceptions for rape or incest. Alabama legislators approved the measure this year, hoping to mount a court challenge to abortion rights. Abortion providers sued these to stop the law going into effect. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris